Okay. If we remember, last time we discussed the fundamental machloket rishonim, whether you have to make an okimta that dafkup and va, the heter, bringing the chavis, was mustaki or not. We left off a little past this, but it was machloket rishonim, but the heter was a normal chavis, like shot and they weren't dafkup and va. Or based on the kashas that we showed it, based on the Gemara and Gittin, whether you have to make an okimta that it is mustaki. To be more medayik, we had three shitas. One shita was sort of the shah, the gra, the rambam, that kashas of Rashi, that no, it's just mutter across the board. The other was the ran, who said that, it's mutter, but it would be aser if it was more than 40 saw, and that's the Gemara Irvin. And then Tosfos and the Rush, that it's only mutter if it's mustaki. So the Shulchan Aruch Haskins like the sheet of the Rush, that it's only mutter if it's mustaki. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The other ain't binyan steer b'kalim. When it's done, there are no binyan steer b'kalim. Hani milish in binyan mamet. That's only not binyan mamish. You go cover skipping the Ramah for now. It was only mustaki. Then you can break it to get what's inside it. As long as you don't mean to make a nice opening, a nice bolt to be an opening, then you can have a mitakin mana. Then it would be mitakin mana, which pretty much everyone assumes is makna patish. The makna ram deals with the fact that a hole in a building, a wall shell trying to go and attach to the ground would be bona, and he admits a hole in a kli is makabah patish lechor, regardless of opinions to your bekalim, a hole in the kli is makabah patish. Continuing, I'm only be shlema, but if it is a whole normal strong barrel, also the shabra feeling in you, it's a kli. You're not going to break it, even you're not making anything good out of it because of lechor, because of self serving. That's what comes of being, because then there is opinions to your bekalim. And you're not even allowed to make a stam hole. The Mishnah says, even if it's a stam hole, it's not like a nice stock. So now I'm going to make a hole in a strong cleat. We'll come back to that in a moment. So what's the stock of the Mechaber? If here we have number one, mutter. Number two, mutter small. Osser large. Number three, mutter mustaki. Aser Chavis Shlema. The Mechaber is clearly on the side of the Rush. This is the Mechaber. He is very clear. What does the Ramah do? The Ramah, he doesn't say impossible like the Ran. Then he'd be more megal than the Mechaber. He'd say, even a Shalim is fine as long as that's the 40 Shal. What does the Ramah do? He adds, what he does, I combine the of two and three. Even if it's mustiki, it's still usher if it's 40 saw, because even a mustiki, if it's 40 saw, mustiki, that's only Heter and Kalen. Anything is your big Kalen if they're weak. But 40 saw is already an Ohel, and Ohel, even if the flimmiest thing in the world is Binyan Stira. And that's what Rambam does. That's what the Bir Halakha questions it. And says he's making all the Akram. He says, but if you look at the Rashi, it seems like this whole thing that 40 saw that Ohel is only if it's strong. 40 saw Mustaki already happened to pull in an Ohel. That's against the Rambam. The Rambam assumed, right? What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, almost of both. Meaning, if it's 40 saw, even Mustaki is off to the break. And if it's a normal barrel, even if it's only one or two saw, it's off to the break. That's the Rambam. And that's where the Bir Halacha said, he doesn't question the fact that we should be machmer in 40 saw. He doesn't question the fact that we should be machmer in a kavei shalom, small. But, like, not just have both kormas, but combine both kormas and say that 40 saw is off to even if it must be key, that he questions. And he's making all the day going, it doesn't come up all the time. Lamai said, that's the psak of the Mechaber and Ramah. On the page, who wages war, we mentioned this, against the Mechaber and Ramah and goes for shot in the Gemara and Rashi and the Rambam, that it's just Heter Gomer, and you don't need Mustaki. The Gra, right? There's a long group here. We say, he says, etc. Only every letter says Moksiki, but we don't pass like it. No, it's not. I don't mean this had this Moksiki. And that's not what's going on. We put all the answers on the board at last time, and he says the end. Vechain Iker. And that is the Iker, meaning the Iker is again. The Iker is against Mustaki. The Iker is that it's Mutter, even if it is a Chavis Shlema. And then he says a little later, but he does. Agree. In the next Rashi, Sheena. Sheena Machzekes. He does agree that if it's 40 saw, it's still be a problem. So the Gra, he does agree with 40 saw, it would still be a problem. But the Gra says no. If it's small, it's no problem, even if it's very strong. Okay, that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah someplace here, right? Which they've cut in. Just quote the girl, doesn't he?
Right.
In some cut in Zion. He says, or beer, brought his law, posted the ink to your account to Ota Shvira, Bikli Shlema, and Lush also to Kli Alide Hashvira. Okay, so he also quotes the girl. What his matzkama is not, 100% clear. He does quote the girl, seemingly leaning towards it a little. How do we paskin then? Forget about large kalim. The talking large kalim is kli matzik mensa'ah, and we'll paskin author. Right? Basically, no one's really interested in taking on the acharonim, the ran, etc., and saying kli for yisah. That's where all know that a kli for yisah they're willing to be. They're willing to be machmir. But what about the issues we have? Meaning, we rarely have shilas of breaking a kli that's 40 saw to get what's inside. We're dealing more with packages of things coming nowadays. Okay, I mean, yes, if you want a new refrigerator, it could come in a package that's more than 40 saw, but then you're not really opening that up. But anyway, right, that's not our issue. What about kli? Meaning packages. What about modern day packages? So this is a machlokes, right? Says the Machaber and Ramah. Osir Lichbor. Even if you're not having to make it something better. Osir Stam, for how many reasons? How many reasons did Tosfos offer breaking it for? How many reasons did Tosfos ask for breaking it for? Two reasons. One, Tosfos asked from Erevin, he said, it's Sira. And then he said, I'll bring a riot thing or a day style where it's like, Zera left you have Kavana to make it a plea, to make a neck of Yucca. And when, and that's also what's sort of shot in the Shulchan Aruch is clear because of Sira. Ain't been your Sira Bekalem, but highly meaning, when is it no binyan Sira when it's ain't no binyan Mamish? But otherwise, Asr l'shabra feel the inyan sheino the kli l'chor to the thira. But the Magen Avraham has the other reason. Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Gimel says the Machshav Yehusha lo chayif alei b'lek l'mekas shem yiskaven l'asr l'kli Tosfos and the Rush for l'chor for two reasons. We'll see. There might be some for two reasons. A yesh. Bira bit Kalen Gumurim and Bays Shema Yitkabin Lasos Kli. The Gra, because remember, what's the Mahalak of the Tosfos? I don't know if we didn't open the Tosfos and thought. Tosfos said, I think it should be author because of Bira. And also, how come it's Mutter in the Gemara in the Sefer Shabbat by the Shomer Adam is Kavit Lef when it grows? said, ah, look at this other door where we let them make it mukti. Must be that even the Chachamim say the heter is only mukti. And he said, and I'm not saying something gawk that the Chachamim say it's only mukti in order to avoid seer mekeva. So what I'm saying is mukra. Why? Because the reason why Rabbi Leather thinks you have to say mukti is because otherwise make a seer, you might have a one off, lots of cooking. Should make it out there. So everyone agreed that seer that you should then let you have one and make it a clean. Seer without kavana, up to with kavana. Okay. What does the Gra say? The Gra says, mutter. The Gra says, mutter. What are we doing with Yesh Ben Yerusir Bekalen? So the Gra obviously holds either that's what we put on the board. For a motion last night, he would say, the Rashi, the Ein Binyan Ustira. Bekalen klal, hit Ramban vichuli, the ain stira, as Ramosh explained, you can never have stira bekalen. You can have binyan bekalen if you start the non clean and make it clean. But you can never have stira bekalen because you're always starting with a clean, otherwise, what are you being sober? Like in stira bekalen, kebun dehu bar clean. It's only binyan bekalem according to our mind. If you start with a piece of wood and make it into a clean, right? But if you start with a clean and make it into a better clean or remake it into a clean or add to it, there's no binyan bekalem. Why can't you start with a clean and destroy it? There's no stira bekalem. Give me a second. Okay. And what about the fact that there's a zera that you might be miskaven lots of plea? What about Tosfos kind of there? After all, everyone should agree that if it's author, make a plea with kavana, it should be author, do it less here, kavana, and make a plea. So the Gra already deals with this. And the Gra assumes that even if you had kavana to make a plea, it would only be Rabbanan because it's not the normal way of making a kli, etc. And therefore, there's no Zera. Okay. Says the Gra. Kevan. What? In the Gra, I don't have Sifkatans in my Gra, but it's the second Gra. It's the third Gra. So I guess Sifkatan B. Start with the Kugon. You brought the Kugon. It's Sifkatan Gimel. Kugon. Shabbat, the Tevarash, Ran Chokin, Zevakoth, and Dakhil, the Reveal, Yadjer, with me, Hockey. Look, I communicated a potter of a losser, Bimikakal Mutter, Lechatina. Since we potter of a losser even to make a night's opening, therefore, if you're just breaking it down, it's Mutter, Lechatina, there's no Tera. Right. Kevan, the Ain, Isser, the Oraisa, Bathia. Okay, this is the Machoket. But that's what the Gra says. He says, etc. Okay, then he doesn't come back to this point. But again, okay, he assumes that there's no instant or rice that's making a flea here, so there's not the normal there for making a flea by breaking a barrel.
Bathia, Pepa, Yope, Eng, Ligzor, Shema, Yiskaving, Lent, Pesach, Yope, and it's only really love the rules that is it, the right thing.
Okay, we didn't explain everything that lies behind that. We'll leave that for now. Lomis had to be Koskin. So, that he pointed out that there's a nice curve in the spinel over there in the Kofman Bob, who says that it's not so clear to Koskin. And he thinks that Lomisa, he Koskin, he's not quoting the Bra. He's quoting the Chon, and he thinks we can be Mekel on this Machlokis that there's another Sadma Hakel. Okay. Some of the modern-day, many of the modern-day posts can also say you can make all this machlokas if there's another tzad l'hakel. The question is there another tzad l'hakel here? And in the Shmirat HaKachah, in the footnotes, Rosh Hashanah brings kutzad l'hakel. What is the basic, now, if you ask, are our wrapper, our packages mustiki? So mustiki would be very weak, right? So that might depend. Maybe some of them are more mustiki, whatever, like a paper or a little, cellophane wrapper or something. that I was going to rule to be, I can. You know, not obvious whether that's most of the key. Things your hands are pretty strong, right? Okay, so you can't automatically say all our hands are all our packages are most of the key and just say yes or no. The question is, are there other Southern Lahakel here? So they point out that there's a fundamental difference between all the cases discussed on the Gemara and our modern day packages. What is the fundamental difference between everything discussed in the Gemara and our modern day packages? What is the fundamental difference? Not everyone. What? Meaning in their days, barrels, whether regular barrels or mustiki, barrels were meant to be used many, many times. Filled and emptied and filled and emptied. Barrels are meant to be permanent cable. Even mustiki is a weak cleave, but it's still a barrel, which is meant to be used many times. The our packages. Now, maybe very, very rarely you can have packages that something comes in that are meant to be used many times. That would be very, very rare. I can't think of having encountered something like that recently. You know, in the old days, it was more common. The real old days. You know, when people want a can of something, say, we're not going to throw it to me. I don't know, it would be like if you have like a great grandparent or something who's also like a little like unique, you know, and old, maybe you've met someone like this. Oh, you don't throw out a good can just to open it and use all the coffee inside, like it's so useful, you know. You use it for storing things. Once upon a time you use it for cooking, you know, when you didn't have a pot, you would take a can and put it on your fire cooking or when camping, you know, they would like, I didn't cook that food in that tab. Meaning they would use it as a tab. Okay, I think it's still not shy of us. I've never really heard of anyone using like packages that food come in many times. The only thing I could possibly think of, which I was waiting for someone to make that mistake, is glass jars, right? Sometimes, without getting into the skin. Sometimes when people empty the wine bottle in restaurants, they often serve water in it. I don't know how do they do it so much. Or when you empty the glass coffee jar, you put sugar in it. Right? I've seen people do that. But that is totally irrelevant for us. Why? Because the glass jars and bottles are the one thing which we don't break at all to open. Meaning you can't break off part of the glass. That's not practical. Right, and very dangerous. Like, therefore, all glass things are sold already open, just with a lid or a stopper, which is not attached at all. Right, so a bottle is no shy. Like, can I open the coffee can? Well, I open the thing and metal thing and take it off. But why can't I take the coffee jar? Of course, I can take it off. It's not one piece. It's not attached.
That's why they have that little like silverware underneath.
Which is also clearly I'm not fixing the jar by doing that, or in a pot. So glass we sometimes reuse, and Agavra Moshe said you can use it without tefillah, and other folks can disagree, but glass we never break, just because glass is not shiny, right? Everything else, metal, plastic, I never reuse the container.
Cardboard boxes,
interesting question. Let's get back to cardboard boxes. That's not a good question. Although we don't technically break the cardboard boxes if you want to reuse them, you just take the tape off. Okay, which is still a question, but not for now.
Last thing, Rebbe saying that even though it is like airtight closed, when you open an akat sira or a makat hatha, it's two different pieces.
Sure.
It's not connected through glue, so therefore.
No, exactly. Even if it is, but we'll get there. Anyway, so maybe because our packages are meant to throw out afterwards, maybe that's different. Okay, there are two svaras that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and I don't mean only Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm just bringing an example. Where he says that this is different. Let me see if I can find it over here. I didn't make a note. I apologize.
But give me a second. If you look in the Shemir Shabbat Gospel, I'll read to you in Perek Tes, the Cotton Bob, he says, look at the Tilo of David, who says opening passages also because of Stira. He just applies this to modern day packages. How about our packages? This is the Tilo of David. Rabbi David Tardo is the same as not the David Tardo we didn't roast 10 years ago. Over here in the Josephi of Kathy David on the side, it's the same. He wrote a lot of Spartan. I don't know if we have it in the Spanish. It's not in the Barilan. It might be hard to find in a Hanami. Yeah, I once saw a very fancy Shulchan Aruch that had the people who dump it in the back, but it's not this one. It's, I have a volume of very fancy Shulchan Aruch they never continued with that had people dump it in the back, but I don't understand that. Okay, people who dump it says, Ashik the Kira. He managed to apply. I think he's talking about modern day case, even though he's a while. He said, "Officer, that's why he's quoted." Bishmir Shabbos Kolkata at Ara Bav. Officer, he shows Tira. However, no one agrees with him. No one agrees with him. Okay, well, some people maybe want to say that's what the Chazon Ish held, but I think they possibly held something similar to this, but not exactly. Everyone is Mekel here. Why is everyone Mekel here? Because of three stories put together. Number one, maybe we hold like the Grah. Number two, even if we don't hold like the Grah, he says in the Shmir Shabbos Gelkotza Ha'ara Yud, which is a quote of the Shmir Rosh Hashanah. He says again, "I am Kilo the dog, the Oster Seven Shinya Dalek Gan Yevay the Oster Pesach of Kupsa Oth Mishom Etzer Oster can open a can to Stira." A VH Loma Dame Demokhar, but it's not true. And once that's where he says maybe all of our kinems are mustiki. By definition, anything which is only which you throw out after you take the food is called mustiki. Even if it's you don't have to like say, how hard is this? By definition, anything is meant for one time use is mustiki. Okay, that's what Rosh Hashanah brings up. In Sifkatan Yud, in Sifkatan Yud, he said someplace, Umeyagun, Rishon Zaman, Rosh Shemati, Tam Lehetzer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We came into Rehan Lizard, we out of the Kufsala, I thought, Mistak, the Pasha, Kakira, Ua, Kufsala, Rishon Mustaki. Okay, he says, this is Kufsala, Shell, a mustaki, and therefore there's no problem. You're not kosher for neck of yafen. There's no problem with stira. So you have three stone lahakel, shmir and Shabbos Kolkata, and motokim. I mean, we all open things on Shabbos. One where you go, unclear. Say mutter because of gimel stadim lehakel. One is the grah, right? I want to agree to the grah. Number two, and remember the carpet sonnet says, we really hold like you draw, but it's a little uncomfortable going against the still have one comfortable hockey. Number two, Shmir Shabbos, full of Shmir Shabbos, Kolkata, Ara, I said it's good, right? There's no pair of cats. Pair of cats is Sifat Kupel. The sum of that's what we're talking about. Going with Shlomo Zaman or Ba, any disposable clean, right? Call. Why it does that kashiva the plea? You can't say that kashiva that it's a real plea if you're meant if it's disposable. Anything disposable, that's not fussed with plea. The whole point of being making with this like gum or something which is very fussed and strong. You know, it's not for fussed and strong, even if it's a little stronger than this and that. And then you don't have to measure like what's stronger than not? Anything that's disposable is not cost of, and therefore there's no meaning to came up is not cost of. Okay, but then there's an even better svara that he said.
A little late. In Sifkatan, in your days, in Sifkatan, I know it's a pretty long footnote. The big he has an even better story. He says, you know what? Aren't the deer disposable meal? Who says it wasn't around in the old days? Clearly not similar to a comet in the old days, even a hub that must be used as disposable, just weaker. But there's a thing about disposable kalim. Look at the cat. Post low shell kumarit. Right, to the fourth step in Shavara. Close low shell tomorrow. What are close low shell tomorrow, Mugrugras? Okay, so he doesn't define close low shell, what are close low, but the Mr. Brewer is kind enough and really Magen Avraham and going back to the Rishonim, I don't think there's a machlokas what close low is, or fundamental. He says, close low are king of the cup of tomorrow, means follow me, need some of the barn, his bashel. They are, you take lulav branches, you weave them into a sort of clear sack where they keep. Why would they put things in a sack? Meaning they didn't, you know, in a sack like this. You keep them there so that they ripen. If they are I guess whatever, like, you, if you put them in a barrel, they won't ripen, like normal things in the days of shock. So that means you don't put in a barrel to ripen, you put in a special sack to ripen. Okay, that's not important yet. And I teach a comfortable kevel. If it is tied with a rope, you tie it tight. Mater uv soser sharfos achevel v'chotik habit v'taki. You can undo and break the braiding of the ropes, and you can even cut it with a knife. We'll come back to that point. But here's the part we want. Bafilu gufan shel koslos. You can even rip apart the koslos themselves. You can rip apart this packaging. Why? Why can you rip apart the packaging? Isn't this a problem of, I don't know, at least the happening of Korea, rip it apart, not to mention whatever else. Says no, she called it Moshe Shulver Gold the Moshkeim Beilicho Betocha Shavahem. This is like cracking open nut in order to get the food inside. Meaning, this kosher shell tomorrow, it's not considered a cleaning which is shyer to. You know, back of the potash and bone and sulfur and corey and all the other molasses that are trying to take them. No, that's just the shell of the food. You break the shell of the food. Does anyone think that's a malacha? No. Again, I'm not dealing with the malacha of dust. You know, the point is that, and we know dust doesn't apply to the hard wooden shell of the nut, right? Only to the shell outside that, which we don't see so often nowadays unless we find it on the tree, unless we go to a tree. On a tree, you see it. But anyway, he says basically any disposable wrapper that you just cut and throw in the garbage, meaning they wouldn't reuse these. They're just ripping and throwing in the garbage. It was not valuable. Any disposable wrapper you throw in the garbage is bottled to the food, is not considered its own chashiba, and there's no problem. Okay, so says Rishol Adaman, and later on in Sifkatan, your days, he says, Bitule bitbotli mitoris begiv nath with the pin law oakling or kilpe as it goes me in with the sakriya, the no problem correct, it's bottled the food, it's just a shell. But the thing the color is not inling shape cleaving is rock the out actually is rocking a token says, and like with any packages, says Rafoma Zalman in this footnote, that don't have a shame cleaks. You just throw them away when you empty them. Again, not reusable. If you're going to reuse it, then that mom's main is leave. That's what the hub is. That is, you know, that, and if you're going to reuse it, then that's probably making a negative gift. Make it into a good flea. Okay. Has anyone ever, like, opened a package to...
We don't use it all right away.
Give me a second. Okay, good. You're saying, well, but let me finish. Rich Lomazal doesn't care. Notice how he's careful with his language. He knows he has to be. He read the covenant. He says, you throw them out as soon as you empty them. Doesn't mean you throw them out as soon as you open them. You throw them out as soon as they're empty. Aka, it might take you a few days to empty it, right? Depending on what it is. But as soon as it's empty, you throw it out. You have no need for using it itself, et cetera, et cetera. And he says, whether they have, we have to come back to it, whether they have food or whether they have other things like medicine, clothes, and toys. The whole kri also rakade or here talks in the only way you open them is to get what's inside. Next you need them. The tail of him khaves of sokan bishari. They are batel to the food and they are butter. Okay, there's another one of them. So we'll see soon where it's touch them. But
Shmir Tavis Kolkata Ara. You are Dave. Bishame Rip Swamas Alman. Jeff.
It's very, very Mako on the island here, Mako Namaki. On these things. He said,
Domeh let host load sell to mother, and post us of the mother are just mocha from
all these malachos
because they're not a clean, they won't be a clean, but they're just considered a wrapper. Anything which is just a wrapper which you throw out is mocha from any malachos of making anything. Okay, it's clearly it's not correct, it's in that way. And therefore, it's mocha from malacha. Okay, that is Rosh Hashanah. And almost everyone, generally the postman agrees with Rosh Hashanah, that everyone agrees with Rosh Hashanah at the very least. This is the way the Shmir Tavos says it. Like, let us say you destroyed the wrapping. Let us say the wrapping is totally destroyed. What's an example of a wrapping that's totally destroyed? Where everyone would agree it's the most popular thing in the world.
Bank chips.
What?
No, you use them as a food.
Pour down the give me a second. Okay, this is not a very strong one, but you know, sometimes let's say you have challah like wrapped in like plastic, like cell wrap, whatever you call it. Right? So you rip off that plastic, you rip off the plastic, total garbage. Right?
Okay.
Nothing to talk about. If somebody's done in the hotel, no problem.
That's mainly correct.
It's not Korean. It's not filter. It's not anything correct. Okay. Now, where does it get tricky? Where it gets tricky is there are two comers of Kavanish. One of which, it seems the Shirt of Kokos is social more than the other. The Kavanish has two comers. The Kavanish also agrees so far. This draw is strong enough. Look, even the Lashon Mishtabura, what the Mishtabura say, I'll read it to you again. In Zion, Mitat Spira, etc., etc. Ubir Grahis, when I posted the ancient Spira became Jesus, also Spira, please slain. Most also said, Cleon, the Spira. Okay, but then we're not going to Pottish. Okay, you don't seem to import the draw. You're Russ, that's being the import the draw. And you have so many other stuff locked up because the world is even talking about it. Here, where it's not a barrel, it's just non-commune packaging for storage with the mother. However, the Kazan Ish has two chumras. One of the Kazan Ishes, right? It's famous that if you look at Spear Shabbos Kothli Beit Pud, I mean, he has a lot here. We're not going to repeat all of it, although I'm happy to discuss it with you. He has two chumras, two reasons why he asters opening at least cans, and Lechora not only cans. And that's for the Shmir Shabbos Kochot, even though he's a Talmud Moloch or Thomas Allen, he starts with, you should open everything in 4,000 if you can. Okay. By the way, Rav Moshe, I'll point out, the Rosh has a very long one with a lot, we keep quoting pieces from it, the Mekokot phase of the first payment. He says in the end, he said, and breaking packages, like you only do if you're stuck and not informing about Amma Aris, because it could be misunderstood. Okay, no one brings down those restrictions, like not in front of an artist, it might be a misunderstood, even though it's a mucker elsewhere in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a bit of mucker. But what does he quote first? He quotes first, he says, really, it's good to open everything for Shabbos, you avoid Shabbos. Okay, good. Number two, he says, things which you refill and reuse, fuck it up to open on Shabbos. That's already like a chumash, right? That's the problem. So that's possible. Even if you're not going to reuse it, if that type of thing that's reused, then it's offer. But that never happens. We don't reuse almost anything on that we any packages. We don't really reuse on Shabbos. Let's then go on to Gimel. He said, even ones you don't reuse, you shouldn't open on Shabbos. You shouldn't open on Shabbos. But Yesh Makilim that you can't open it.
one of those two days. It's basically adding the Chazanish and Chazanish and the Tilo David. We're not really close to Tilo David. The Chazanish is Tilo David. What's the Chazanish's problem? The Chazanish's problem is not explicitly Tilo David. He doesn't say because of Spear of Akedah. Chazanish says two things. First of all, he says, he starts talking about a can, and he says, he's not worried about Spear of Akedah, certainly can. But number one, remember the famous sheet of the Chazanish, the sheet of the Chazanish. This Chazanish is the one I put on the Makar sheet. No, now if you know, you're wrapping with those. The Chazanish famous sheet of that a closed kli, that without, I don't mean closed kli like you close your door and you lock it. No, or you put a cork in the bottle. No, but if it's totally enclosed that you can't open it with flour, is not a kli. Unlike barrels. Barrels, how do they close barrels? They put in a stopper, right? So no, that's still a kli. But he says, can be the famous sheet that can is not a kli. It's so well sealed that it's just like a hollow piece of metal, not a kli. That's a big sheet though. A kli without an opening is not a kli. A kli with a closed opening is a kli. But a kli without an opening is not a kli. And every other kli we can, that they had in the days of Chazal with a kli with an opening that was closed, so maybe put a stopper or whatever. But Louis Yitzuyer, you would just make out of keres a ball with no way to get in or out, that wouldn't be a kli. So the Chazanish says, of course, thought is, he says, and maybe you're making a kli because you're hooking it. Did you have an opening? Okay, but that's, then he says, then he says another far. He said, he said, yes, okay, what did he say? Some people want to reuse it. Okay, but even if they don't, sometimes you don't eat everything now. You leave some of it for later. You leave some. Okay, that's maybe it's one. Sorry, he says you leave some of it for later. If you leave some of it for later, that's mishaving lots of sleep. Maybe that's mishaving lots of sleep. So he says, at least by camp, he says mishaving lots of sleep if you leave some of it for later. And that is what he says here. He says the Mishmer Shabbat Kofi quote in the first day, you can't open any cans or anything else, because you could keep what's inside them after you open it, right? Because you could store what's inside it there for a while, and maybe that's considered like making a like making a Pesach. Okay, that is the chashash of the Chazanish. He says again, nicheli b'shimush kli d'day. Because you could store things there for a while.
Why is it then he's right?
So okay, so let me say it. More accurately.
What would it be when they chop off the barrel, the head of a barrel? Would they like totally use all the material inside that one time, like, or they left it over?
So he's not 100% clear. Let's see again. What did he say again? He says it's not Sira, because it wasn't even a kli to start with, at least if it can. And it's only becomes a kli when you open it. So what is topic? His topic is, if he's trying to make a kli, or is he, or is he not, is it considered miscavying? What the law should learn the most? So he's cavying lots of kli. If he is cavying lots of kli, is he not miscavying? Is he not miscavying lots of kli? And he said, well, you might want to use it, or leave some of the fish in for later, or leave some of the fruit in till later, and it's not light breaking the barrel, because the barrel, so the yeah, okay. It's really one star. He says, since the can doesn't have an opening yet, any opening you make in the can is a problem, because now you want to use it, because now it's useful that you can keep things in it until you finish eating it. So this simple shot is, even though that's not the way he says it in the Shira Shabbos Gil Costa, is that he's only talking about cans or other things that are totally sealed. The truth is, some plastic things still have to be totally sealed nowadays. So you keep sealed things that are better. But at least when it's totally sealed, then it's more calmer. A barrel is just with a stopper. So if you're not really trying to go through it, you're not making it clean. But a can, which is not clean at all, if you want to use it at all, even to store things temporarily, that is considered making a plea. So what about, let's just cover. What about our packages, like can, says the Hilo the David, author, Kimo, Bubit, let's see the rush, etc. Okay, that is not so potent for it. Says the Kazan Ish, no, it's not through that, it's because you're Kavanah who's weak. He says, it's called Mitkavane. If you don't usually empty it immediately. He says it quickly, it doesn't matter what you think, because we make Xavier. If you don't usually empty it immediately, which is most of our thing, we don't always open it immediately. Rather often we open a can, we don't take everything out at once. At the very least, maybe even if you don't want me to open it immediately, you know, you have to figure out exactly where to draw the where to draw the line. And then at the end he says, and maybe even if you don't, maybe even if you don't empty it all immediately, still making it clear that now it has to open. But at the very least, he says, if you don't open it immediately, and that's why it says the Shmir Shabbos Gil Kasa. Just give me a second. He says, even according to the Chazan Ish, if you, Dalid, even according to Chazan Ish, if you have like a small sugar packet that you always open, empty it right away. Now, of course, once in a blue moon, someone will take half the sugar packet and leave the other half the sugar inside, but that's not normal. If you have something which, if it's, you always empty right away, in the house is remote as muck. Or he says, if you make it useless from now on, such as the classic example of you make a hole in the bottom of the can and then open the top of the can, so you can't store things there anymore, then even the Chazanish would admit that it is, that it's okay, because you can't keep anything in it anymore. Or he even says another pizza. He says, if when you open the cover, you bend the cover instead of opening normally, so that like it's not a use, it's not a useful way to get things out. Miyad ma'akin es hamichse umotzi et tochnai, quotes here from the let's say you open half the stupid kumi can and then bend the cover back. That's a very, very, it's hard to say. Again, maybe from the thousand inches, now it has an opening. But no, it's hard to say that now you made it a good plea for like storing things, because that's a terrible way to store things. Better hand every time you try to get something out. So, but at least normally, if you don't usually empty it immediately, and you don't destroy it, then it's still good for keeping things. Since it's still good for keeping things until you're done with it, as Zach pointed out before, that's called Asiyas Kli. If you look in the, let me just bring you one, Ryan, and I'll take Zachy. If you look in this Gemara, in the Prof and Bob, What does the Mishnah say? Shomer so cause one thing that grows vachli is coming laugh with clean. What does it mean is coming laugh to please? So Rashi says the no for yoke the petach noe to make a nice opening, right? And what's so bad about making a nice opening? So Rashi says a little later, find it. Okay, so in any case, says the Chazon Ish, we'll come back to Rashi, says the Chazon Ish, if you're making it, now it's a good open plea that you can keep things until you finish it, that's other. That's the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that's the first sheet of the Shmir Tavis. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and many, many others disagree with him. Shlomo Zalman and many others disagree with him. Pretty clear, both of them also disagree with him. He doesn't actually quote the Chazon Ish or take him on. He thinks it's going to be done with Pasha. That's not an issue, and that's what he quotes from Shlomo Zalman and the Kapachayim, the Alfi Yosef also assumes that. What did he say? The Mekilim say, as long as it's not things you usually reused, and you don't plan to reuse them, and you're not trying to make a Pesach Yofeh, then it's no problem. Why? Because as long as it's not called making a Pesach Yofeh to just open it so that you can take out little by little. That's not called making a Pesach Yofeh. Like, what does the Chazon Ish basically say? He says, if you make a decent opening for taking things out slowly, that's a Pesach Yofeh. No, that's not a Pesach Yofeh. You just want to get things out. That's not a Pesach. So that's not a Pesach Yofeh. So what does Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and Mosfokim say? Mosfokim say, no, that's not called a Pesach Yofeh. We pop in, not like the Chazon Ish. Some people are not here. People are machmir. They won't open anything on Shabbat unless they totally destroy it. Some people are not rolling by can, because cans are more totally sealed, and therefore it's more of a shop of creating a clean. But we don't have to make up with the Shlomo Zalman, even though he called it the Kilim Machmir. We are make up. We say no, that as long as you don't reuse it, and it's not normal to reuse it, then it's not called Asiya, clean, and Pesach Yofeh. When did the Gemara say it was a problem with clean Pesach Yofeh? Those are all things you could reuse. They are not envisioning a barrel that you're going to throw out. No, you broke it and you reused it. Oh, I used a broken barrel. That's what you did in those days, right? But nowadays, our packages are fine, again, unless you're going to reuse it. Or it's a package which is normal to reuse. Most people reuse, which is very not common nowadays, except for glass bottles. We're not shy up to this. Then there's no problem of that. If you want to reuse it, then you'd be saying you use all the hair. You can't say most of the pieces being thrown out. You're reusing it. You can't say it's like whole book of tomorrow and reuse it, and you consider it an important claim, right? And you can't rely on the bra. Even the Gruff said, that you're allowed to break whatever you want, but you still can't just have a lot of Pesach Yofeh, and here you are trying to open in a way that makes a nice opening that you can reuse. You open a can at the top, and you want to reuse it, that's a nice opening, you know, maybe you could see for reusing. So if you want to reuse it, no, but if you want to, not all at once, or mamash. Sorry, good point. That's the Nekuda Tamachlokas. Good point. I apologize. I should have been more didactic. That's exactly the Machlokas. And that's exactly how we put the two gales. If you're going to empty something right away, as normal to empty right away, what single serving? If it's single serving, empty right away, that wasn't really up. If you eat it little by little, otherwise something later, that looks cognition is almost almond. And if you're going to refill the kli and use it many times, then that's cost it better be up there. But again, I don't think we can ever do that nowadays. Maybe they did it a year ago, but I don't think we ever do that nowadays. The only things we ever refill are, I guess, soda bottles or wine bottles or glass container, all of which we don't break in order to open them because they are separate.
According to the Rosh Muzamin, as long as you don't refill it, even if it is a nice objective.
So let's hold that thought. So there's one last machloka, which I want to mention. Again, you could get to a million different, you know,
Okay.
Don't give me a Coke bottle. A Coke bottle, you're not making any opening the bottle. Bottle cap not attached to the bottle, but on it.
Including glass? Are we including that in glass?
Yeah. Let me review. A Coke bottle is not shy to this dip of Shulchan Aruch. The Coke bottle is a bottle. You're only taking off the cap. Now, there's a machlokas whether it's usher to take off the cap to improve the cap. That has nothing to do with the bottle. Right? We're only talking about things that you actually break the piece that is the container, not where there's another lid on top.
That's like in the closet. It's like the well meaning wasn't a separate thing. It was,
right. You didn't, the Gemara never discussed taking the stopper out of the barrel. That's possible, mother. The only question is make a hole in the barrel or make a hole in the top, right? No one said you can't take stopper out of the barrel. It's just that they really cemented it in so it wasn't shut. If you're taking the cap that is not glued on, that's possible that it's mother nothing smart about. Except for bottle caps, which is a different opinion, right? We'll mention bottle caps for 1 second. Let's go to a tangent to bottle caps. Where did I write bottle caps here? It's a big achlokas. Can you, again, what? What kind of bottle caps are machloket? The metal on top. The kind of bottle caps that are machloket are not if you just unscrew a bottle cap from the bottle. That's pocketbook. Nothing to talk about. It's standard bottle caps nowadays. I don't know if they sell anything that you just unscrew the cap from the bottle because then they, you know, be afraid that it's not like secure while transport, et cetera. Maybe someone will sneak it, you know, into the supermarket with cyanide inside or something. It happened once in America, which is why they started making all these like safety steel. But it's the bottle cap on drink bottle where the bottle cap has like a perforation, and when you unscrew the bottle cap the first time, it rips on that perforation and breaks into two pieces. That's not a tiny wall like this of toaster or boner or mock of the potage in the bottle. But the kind of economy, the bottle hasn't changed. So it's sitting there on its own business. The question is that mock of the potage in the bottle? Because you're finishing the bottle cap. The last step of making a useful bottle cap is cutting off that bottom ring. Because until you cut off that bottom ring, it's not a good bottle cap. Right? So that is a big mock cap. The Shir Shabbos Gokhasta deals with that a little later in this. In Perek? In
Yosef.
It's not a totally different sugya, but it's not a sugya of opening something. You're not opening something. You're cutting it down to the right size that makes it useful. Right? Could also be Shailah Machatek, but most people discuss in terms of Makav Patish. Etc.
here he, I don't know if he brings down all the deos here. He doesn't bring out all the deos here. Other people bring out all the deos. If you look, for example, in Rav Avadya, Rav Avadya says totally mocker. Half the whole time. That's not makabatish. It's already a bottle cap. It's already a bottle cap. He doesn't think it's a problem whatsoever. The Al Kut Yosef says this, but he says it at great length in the Havidah, Hilik Beis, the Min Beis, and others. Say, a bottle cap is a bottle cap. The fact that now it's missing the bottom part, just a safety feature until you bought it, doesn't make it a kli. It was always a bottle cap. It just had a safety feature. But it's a bottle cap of a bottle cap.
It was made onto the bottle?
Yes, it's still, you wouldn't call it a bottle cap before you open it? It's a bottle cap. It's a bottle cap. And he quotes in the Arka Shabbos here, he quotes, there's a lot of people, I'm just remembering who quoted here. He quoted Rav Yashav and Rav Karelitz, who say it's all absurd because you're making a bottle cap. Okay. And that was in the old Shmir Shabbos Gochatu or Shlomo Zalman. That's not fair. Maybe they didn't have to take bottle caps in the old one days. Okay. I didn't bring the Shabbos kitchen, but he quoted that from other postmen as well, but that's good enough.
Hey, bottle caps, again, this is the pantry, but we might as well put it here. Bottle caps.
There a difference between metal and plastic? Or
yeah, give me a second. You have it, membeis, beod, same mutter. You're not making a clean. At a certain point, there's just a judgment call. The Rav Yashiv and Rav Karelitz in the Ark of Shabbos. Yud Beis, Yud Chet. Say author. Okay, there's also another in this one that's maybe for chater. You're cutting it for a specific size. Or really, you just said, no, I'm not going to watch. You're making a plea.
However, very famous, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, which is the fact of the Shmir Shabbat Kokotah. What is the Shmir Shabbat Kokotah Paskin? Also, the fact is mixed and hot. Metal one, dot. But if it's utterly plastic, then it's mutter. He's machalic between plastic and metal. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. The beer.
No. Everyone agrees you can open the beer ones.
The beer ones, basically, the tags.
Yeah, you're not like really if you change them at all, it's just breaking them. Basically, either you're not changing them or you're just breaking them. So either way, that should be much.
Like Reno metal bottle
caps. Yeah, by metal bottle caps, I mean on grape juice and cheap wine. And by plastic bottle caps, I mean like on soda or other soft drinks. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is the Achronik Mirshav Kofasa. He takes this as a repashut in Test Yud Chet.
Yeah, look, there's a difference between metal and plastic. What's the difference between metal and plastic? He says a few differences. The main difference, he says, is that the plastic is already a bottle cap. How do they make plastic bottle caps? Like you buy soda, right? What do? They make a bottle cap with the bottom. They make a bottle, fill it with Coca-Cola, and then they put the bottle cap onto the bottle. Because that bottom, like if you just apply pressure, it'll go on, it just won't come off. Meaning, it will come off also, it will just spread. It'll go on without ripping, it won't come off without ripping, just because of the angle. Some of them even have like a little lip, which is very clear. The rest of them, they make a bottle cap and then just force it on. So what do we see from here? That it's already a bottle cap beforehand. The bottle cap even before you rip it, because after all, they put it on. And then he adds, and you know what? You could also get it off if you work very hard. if you really wanted to get it off of that ripping that thing, you could if you work very hard. I don't know why you'd want to. Since that's already a bottle cap. The metal ones are different. How do they make the metal bottle caps on glass? Notice metal is always on glass and plastic is always on glass. Sometimes you have plastic on glass, you can never have metal on glass. You've never seen a metal bottle cap on a plastic bottle. Metal is only on glass. Plastic is usually on plastic, although it could go either way. Why? Because how do they make metal bottle caps? They just take the metal that's not in any shape, put it on top of the bottle, and then press it into shape on the glass, and it takes the shape of the glass. And that's why you can't do it on plastic.
But there's still a table, no?
Yes, but the point is that it's never been made into a bottle. Yeah. It was just a piece of metal that wasn't, had no thread, had no threading for screwing. It was put on there, it was clamped into place, and now you can't get it out without ripping it more. So it was never a bottle cap until you rip it in half. That's what makes it into a cleat. And there's no ripping, because it's pressed and formed onto the glass, even if like used a knife and like you wiggled a little, you can't get it on and off without ripping it. So therefore, you're making the cleat, the metal was for two reasons. It was never a cleat beforehand, and you can't get it on and off all without ripping it. So it's not a bottle cap, so you rip it in half by unscrewing it. The plastic one, it was a cleat. They just had a factory that made that and then sold it. And you could use the cover bottle. It's just hard to get it off without ripping it. Easy to get on, hard to get off. That's already a cleat, and that's the problem. That's the sock of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Let's think that is the most common minigola. He points out that what if you have a metal bottle cap and you forgot to open it before Shabbos? Then you can't open it on Shabbos, according to Solomon. Even Rav Avadya, the Yalkut Yosef, says it's better to open before Shabbos. It's not necessary. But what if you didn't open it before Shabbos and you have a metal one? He says then you have to jump, take a knife, and poke a hole in the metal bottle cap. And then it's not a good bottle cap anymore. Now you can pour out the wine or grape juice. And once it's not a good bottle cap, you can also now unscrew it. Because you're not making it into a good bottle cap. You're just, you know, getting something out of the way that, you know, makes it awkward for them to put it more nice. So basically, you have to make a hole in it. Lachor, not like a cultural hole, but a nice piece of the hole. And then you could unscrew it and throw it out. That is the most mainstream stock of the Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbat. That plastic ones are okay, but metal one, either open before Shabbat or take a knife and make a big hole in it, and then you don't even have to remove it, but you could remove it at this point because you're not making anything useful.
The Shmir Shabbat's not here on Machmir's invests to be Machmir the combination, but you don't have to be.
In terms of
plastic
and not bottle caps, going back to practice.
Yeah, but like,
he says there are two opinions. He doesn't really give a hashkara.
The plastic bottle also don't get better as well.
No, the plastic bottle has not changed. There's no having as a problem with plastic bottle. Remember, the bottle hasn't changed. You haven't improved the bottle.
The causation would be modeled or plastic bottle.
You haven't put that in the bottle. No, you haven't improved the bottle. The bottle's the same. It's only the bottle cap that changed. What would cause it today? I'm not sure. He doesn't say. Again.
When the chazanish applies, when the chazanish doesn't.
The chazanish applies when you have a sealed package that the package itself is sealed, like a can or other things. In bottles, the bottle itself is not sealed. There's just something else on top of it. That's a different inyan. That's mukka. So again, let me review. If you have something with a lid, that has nothing to do with anything here. If you have something with a lid, then it is heter gar to open the lid, unless it's a bottle cap that gets improved by tearing off the bottom safety part, in which case it's not focused on the bottle cap. But no one thinks of happening to the bottle. No one thinks that you are improving the bottle by taking off the bottle cap. Because you're not. The bottle hasn't changed. The machlokes is just opening a can or opening a milk bag or a milk carton or a potato chip bag or a, help me out here, a sugar bag or a, what else comes in containers that are not, that you could leave things in for a bit. A cereal box and bag, good.
What? Bread bag. You don't usually rip a bread bag, do you?
Yeah. You mean the challah comes in a plastic? No, but then you can't leave the challah in the plastic once you rip it,
so everyone would be molded. Okay, there's plenty of things they still argue about.
Okay, but again, if you have something where you don't change the container, you only remove or change the cap, then the container is not a halachic issue, and the cap is only a halachic issue if you change the cap and make it into a kli, which is controversial by bottle caps.
You're gonna throw away your metal bottle after you open it. If we'd be matter to open it without poking a hole because you don't want
to. No, because it's most people use it to store it up for a few times,
then even if you're going to store it away, it doesn't happen.
What about soda cans?
So let's get the soda cans in a second. So again,
what? Where am I free like the solar solid? Where am I free like the solar solid? Where was off?
What's on kind of an extra bottle cap of the.
What if we have an extra metal bottle cap? Does that make it mutter?
And why do you think it made it mutter? Because the Gemara of?
Exactly.
Right, you know, it's in the various of the Hadas, that's fixing it. But if you have another Hadas, then it is okay. I think you discovered that some play. Am I wrong? 1 second. Here we are. He says, what if he says that he's lost the listen to yourself, go call the footnote, stomach love? What if you have another bottle cap? Now, what do you have to add? Your kavana is not to fix the bottle cap, you're just thinking about opening your bridge. So if you're just thinking about opening your grape juice and you have another bottle cap, then maybe that doesn't count as tikkun mitzvah. Just like if I just want to eat berries off my hadas and I'm not trying to fix my hadas, or at least my main intention not to fix the hadas, I have another hadas, it's okay. Says just like this, maybe here also, if you shall kak anker, it should be fine. And then he says, or if you're going to throw it out and never use it again, maybe that should also make it fine. He says, He says, well, maybe this is worth because it's more of a tikkun than fixing a hadap. After all, a hadap is not physically better without there, it's just a halakha. He said, and he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ikal Makom, I think this is all a quote from Shlomo Zalman, somebody's king who dath, the host of the Omar. Etc. And he says, we call him nearer the Yeshua Hakel. He doesn't bring that on top. Now, it's not so fucked up. It's not so fucked up because by the Hadath, it's all currently a Tikkun Rabbana because it's only halakhic could be better for. The mitzvah of Arba Mina. It's not physically better without berries. Here, of course, it's shop even though rice, so it's actually a useful key. But nonetheless, he says, since you don't need this tikkun, maybe there's a rule that when it comes to makom patur, any tikkun you don't need, right? I mean, what luck is this? Of course, not binyan b'kelim. So remember, even the Rambam, who believes the binyan b'kelim, says you're attaching things together. You're not attaching anything. Right, so he says he thinks that it's not makom patish if you have another one. That's what he goes for Shlomo Zalman in the footnote. If you have another one, it's not makom patish, just like the adatim. And he thinks it's just a general rule. If you don't need the improvements of something, then it's not considered makom patish. It's only makom patish if you need this improvement, not if you don't need it. Okay. That is a that's a kiddush. Who might argue on Rosh Shlomo Zalman? On the other hand, that seems to be basically what. Well, stay a little better. There's no figuration of makom. There is figuration of makom habit if you need it, but if you don't need it, there's no figuration of makom habit.
And here you don't need it because you have another cap. You're going to keep using this cap. But if you have another cap, you don't need it. If you don't need it and that's not your main intention, that's not makapatish. That's a chiddush. He learns it from the hadassim. He learns it from the hadassim. It is a then he quotes here, he thinks that the Orcha Shabbos in footnote Perik Yud Beis footnote Chavchet said that Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted a different sefer as being more machmir, and he thinks he might have changed his mind in the tether, so it's a bit of a theba. The Orcha Shabbos that Rav Shlomo Zalman retracted the tether, Yud Beis footnote Chavchet, the Chodur Gomat, the Kosper Jeff, the Chodur Perikhet, the Orcha Machalot, which were up in the new editions of Orcha Machalot. So it's controversial. Lamais, I know a lot of people who are makel based on that. I'm not makel. I'm not makel like that. It's somewhat controversial. Not so popular. Maybe that's only by adapt and not objective tikkun. Here it's more of an objective tikkun. Made by subject to tikkun. So, you know, it's not really a tikkun. After all, it's only a tikkun to help us sucks. Or help us, yeah. But over here, it's an objective tikkun. Anyway, Lamais is controversial. The Shmir Sabbath Chassid doesn't quote it on top, but quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnote, and the Orcha Shabbos claims Rav Shlomo Zalman was chozer bo. So we'll leave that as my focus, and not I'm not going to run to be makel.
If someone didn't be makel, would Rebbe say they could do this even with me on arts? Because they might see you opening a metal bottle, and then they would,
Yeah, because what you're
doing is that make money.
So they have it's not the okay.
Like a wand with a corkscrew and metal pans.
What about a corkscrew?
Yeah, like opening with the cork, but not. I assume the cork would be like
like metal foil on top of it. That metal foil is for sure looking to opening. So it's garbage, right? You're not making anything good out of it.
You're not even attached.
It's not attached. You're not assuming.
Sometimes it's pretty like that. I don't know.
But it doesn't matter, you're just throwing in the garbage. That everyone agrees if you open a wrapper and throw in the garbage, that's mutter. I mean, it's not, you can't keep anything in it even for one more second. So often look to rip that foil. You shouldn't rip them if you're unless you're sorry you follow a body, you shouldn't rip the letter. Okay, whatever. Letter. And the cork is not part of the box. So you're allowed to remove the cork. Even with the corkscrew, that we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. We ever get there.
I don't remember if it was that. So according to Rishon Lezion, in the package of single point of the bottles, that Hanaya would be.
Yeah, I keep trying to get there. And I didn't answer his question. Thank you. Thank you for redirecting us. Thank you for redirecting us. Okay. I'll tell you more again, but here's the interesting question. What if you're not going to, where Rishon Lezion and most post him against the Kazanet to be Mako? You're not going to refill it. You're just going to drink it or empty it. Little by little, whether that means, you know, over the course of 5 minutes or over the course of 5 days, you're making a really nice opening. Not like putting open the top of a tuna can or any can. That's not a nice opening. That's just an opening. That's just a normal opening. What if you're making a good opening, like a soda can? Soda can, right? You don't take off the top of a soda can. Why not? What? Special opening, right? Someone put, you know, someone had people in their lab doing R&D to figure out what the exact right size and shape for the opening in the soda can. How about a milk bag? Maybe a milk bag anymore. Okay, let's talk about the soda can. How about a soda can? A soda can, you're making a special nice opening, even though it's not for refilling. Does that count as a Pesach Yotze or not? Is it called a Pesach Yotze if it's a nice opening, but you're not going to refill it? Meaning, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's only called a Pesach Yotze if you're going to use it to like fill and empty and fill and empty and fill and fill and empty. You know? That mean, or it's Taka Pesach Yotze, or just do it as well, Pesach Yotze. Right? The So that's a big machlokes. So Shlomo Zalman says in a few places, and Rav Avadya says the same thing. In the Yalkut Yosef, Simon Shin Yudalid, quote, that even if it's a really nice opening, it's no, even a really nice opening is okay if you're not going to refill it. Even the soda cans, Shlomo Zalman says, is okay. Okay, it's found in the Madura Tinyana, if you have Boma Tinyana, Simon Lamed Beis, Anaf Gimel, in the Menko Shlomo. And it's also someplace in the footnotes. I don't know if I remember where. Maybe it's that I don't remember where. I'm not going to find that necessarily. But he said, okay. Anyway, he says in the, again in Tinyana, in the Shlomo Tinyana, it's a lot of days on a Gimel. It's mostly open the soda cans. That's not a Pesach Yafeh because when you finish the soda, you're throwing it out. That's not called a Pesach Yafeh. And Rav Avadya agrees that anything you're going to throw when it's empty is mukhka from Pesach Yafeh. The whole Pesach Yafeh is only when you're going to eat something as a kli, not when you're throwing it out. However, not everyone agrees. Ray Willig is very machfer, like the Or Litzion, or the Zion on a Tal, the Or Litzion says, the soda can is offer. Because that's a Pesach Yafeh, it's not just opening. That's a Pesach Yafeh. Meaning, we're not the Chazon Ish. You can, if you want to be mocked with the cousin, it's fine. Homo mocker of the cousin, I can't. But it's not the dude. Like the full of but that's just, if you make a decent opening, if you're not going to reuse it, that's not called a fiat kli, pesach yafeh. But if you get a special opening, that's specially designed for a special use, like a soda can, then that's Pesach Yafeh, even if you're just going to drink the soda and throw it in the garbage. And that's what Sina Bachol says. That's what Ray Willie Hopkins, again, Shlomo Zalman, who I don't think Shlomo Zalman is in the, I don't know if the soda can is before the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata, but it's before it's in the Mincha Shlomo, even better. Who says, oh, one second, maybe it is. Let's see. In Hachiyot Mashke, here it is. Soda can. Yeah. He doesn't, you're in footnote Yuralis, says, but look, it's not Machate. It says, not Machate, cutting at a certain size, you're just opening where it is. First of all, it's not called Machate unless you specifically aim for a size, not if you just cut wherever it is. Cut wherever it's like perforated. But then he says, it's not a Pesach Yafeh, Shemach Yishlomo Zalman. Why? If you look at it, it's explained, not called a Pesach Yafeh because you're throwing it out. Okay, that is a big, big machlokas about a, that is the big machlokas. Excuse me. About a few things. Give me a second. That's a big machlokes about a number of things. What if you make it a Pesach Yafeh? So this also comes up in milk bags. Maybe milk bags even a little worse. And when you open the milk bag, it's not like opening a can of corn. When you open a can of corn, you're just trying to get the corn out, right? There's nothing special about the opening. You take off the top just because everything wants to be away, right? Like flooding off the barrel, be generous. But when you open the milk bag, you open it so that it's the right size and shape for pouring, right? Okay, that's a Pesach Yafeh. At least it's that as the soda can, right? That's Pesach Yafeh. So that should be also in the chorus. But Shlomo Zalman would probably say it's mucker. He doesn't explicitly have milk bags.
And in the in here, he doesn't explicitly say what to do with the milk bags, but he doesn't bring down a any chumra on what
he mentions in gimel.
He mentions milk bags,
yeah,
but he doesn't get into exactly what you can and can't do with them, right? Exactly how to open them. But since he doesn't say, and then he says in the end, without totally defining that, right? So he's a little ambiguous. Now, where Ravadia said explicitly, he said the milk bags are okay, then the alpha yosef here, because when you're throwing it out, it's mukka, there's no problem. It's never pesach yafa, etc. But nearer that it's at least as bad as soda cans, because you're making, at least if you open it the normal way, you're making a pesach yafa. You're not just opening it so you can pour things out. You're opening it so that you pour things out the right way. That seems to be worse.
Then you have number the start of 2 and 3, that it's the only reason why being mechav and lasso see his word is because you're mamish, you are want the kli. But it's just because it's objectively fit up. No, if you're throwing it up, it's not a kli. So my possibly if you're making fit up, no,
that's what Rose says.
No, we're saying that's what Shulam should talk. So we're working here with Shulam Zalman over here.
And
that's what Shulam Zalman
says that the stone can, but I don't know. You can say the same thing about the milk bags, which is why he never says open the milk bags weird, even though he's, you know,
what an objective to the crime. But that's only coming in if you hold that it's a real clean unit if you don't want to use it again.
If you're making it a petach noy, then you're treating it as a real clean. That's sorry. When you're making a petach noy, then it makes it into a clean. Because now it's not just the container, it's a way to incorporate properly. Okay, that's the form of singing out the stole, which Rabbi Willig Machmir for as well. And Rishon Zalman, again, by the milk bags, he's not explicit, but the stone can't be explicit. Or you could say the he would say the same things, although we'll come back to it. Let's come back to the milk bag. This is a big mock focus. So let's jump one of them in this case. What if it's a special spout? What if it's a special spout? Or the old, anyone ever see the, do they still have in America, the old fashioned milk cartons where like you separate the glue and unfold it and it becomes like a spout? Do they still have that in America?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, orange. The mini ones.
Right? So they're making a pet, right? Maybe that's a pet, not not. That's such a thought, right? So everybody says that thought. Even as a riot, that maybe you work in soda cans. Because soda cans is not like a spout for it to go down. This is a spout. That's a hole. This is a spout.
You should try to make
it. What?
Opening is two boxes.
Ah, great question. What about when you open the tissue box? When you open the tissue box or bag,
or that bag,
right? You're making a Pesach Noah. You're not just, right? It's a special Pesach, right? You're not just, it's not like opening a can of corn. Meaning, a can of corn is what I'll call a juicicle thing. You can access it, et cetera, but that opening is not any special shape. It just happens to be the top, right? There's nothing special about this opening, but the tissue box and bag, all these things are perhaps a problem with Pesach Noah, perhaps, and might be worse than opening regular cans and regular packages, etc. Because the Pesach Noah, okay, going further than Pesach Noah, Tosefta is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in 1 second. And if you turn for a moment to Mishmur Chafei. Umut Mishmur Chafei. Second half. After the parentheses. Umutter Gankin for a horny out from Chavishal Yayin. You can rip the leather cover off of a Chavishal Yayin. Right? We'll be an example of that for up, but soon. Let's say a yogurt container, you want to rip off the top, or coffee. You unscrew the top, but there's like a foil, like you have to rip off inside, right? Or ketchup, right? How do you use ketchup the first time? You have to unscrew the plastic and then take off that little whatever it is underneath. All those are also got to be covers. You know, a cover of the barrel. You know, a thin cover of the barrel. You can rip the orso gabi achavit, right? It's not a problem with korea, to rip the orso gabi achavit. Here's a margin. You're not part of the spout. Right? The spout, that's a problem. But if you're just ripping it off, that's no problem, right? The korea is ripping off halfway. But then you're going to pour up the barrel, it's no problem. Unless you're trying to think it's a problem. The core really says, if you see from here, making a sound, it's a big problem. So anytime you rip things, you make a sound, it should be a problem. Now, Rabbi Vanya says anything that you're going to throw in the bendy is not a problem. Right? Maybe this orphan got me a puppet. That works if you make a sound because you could reuse it. Perhaps it's not a barrel. A barrel is a very serious thing. But the Lamaisa near Lenisite, okay, Mimasaur Pere Willig is to be everyone follow whatever they want. But to be more mocker than Thomas Holland, be more mocker than Ravadya, and to assume that anytime you make a petach yapa like the Othion, then we should be mocker, even if you're not going to refill it. And Kol Shekein, if you're making not only petach yapa, but a spout, then that's even worse because that's the first defective that you can rip things, but you can't rip things to make a spout. And therefore,
showing your freedom of there.
Oh, you're not making a spout.
But you just made a spout and then you destroy it.
No, you make a spout and then you destroy it.
I think you make a spout before you look at it and then you end up destroying the silver.
You want
to
throw it in? So that doesn't help. So making a spout. Okay.
I can open the tissue and you can open it apart.
So what?
I can open the tissue.
You can open it so you can spread it apart. Correct.
But there's no way to get it.
I mean, sure there is. Instead of opening the milk carton and peeing, another thing about it, all the milk cartons I buy have like a plastic bottle cap inside, yeah. Like a soda bottle.
Yeah.
And in America, I don't know, again, I don't know how they sell them. In Israel, the milk cartons, you don't open the carton. It's already open. It just has a bottle cap on it. It's the same as soda. And it's a plastic bottle cap. So, it falls on the table.
Thanks.
What? But let's say the old-fashioned milk cartons, which I've heard you can still find in America here and there, where you actually have to like open and unfold it. So don't do it that way. Instead, cut off the top with a knife or scissors, right? What about milk bag? Right? You make a nice spout for pouring. So don't make a nice spout for pouring. Open in a way that doesn't make a nice spout for pouring. How do you open a way that doesn't make a nice spout for pouring? You could just open, let's say, a very big cut across the whole top. So then it's not really like so good for pouring. You could just rip the whole thing. Basically, like what we do at home, we have milk bags. We try to find a box to avoid it. We have milk bags on Shabbat. We just cut the whole side or top of the milk bag, and then we don't keep it there. You can't keep it there anymore. And then spill it out. Or I guess you can just make like a random hole in the milk bag, like in the middle of the top. And then it's not good. You pour it. It's not good for pouring out of. You know, it's not a nice pouring out of. And then pour out that way. You know, just make a hole instead of a nice set. Cut in the middle of the top instead of the corner. You're gonna end up spilling a lot. So, that is the big mark. Look at Nerlin is dieting. What if you have a special spout?
For everything include can.
Let me take it back. What if you have a, again, let's review for a second. If you have a, I realize I'm running out of space, but let's, if you have a useless, or a, let's say a very bad opening, that's Mutter. If you have a decent opening, you know, like you put up the top of a can. Nothing special. It's a nice way to open it. Not special, it's a nice way to open it. Then, what do we say? That is, if something you refill, there are three possibilities. Then, author, if it's something you empty immediately, that's Mutter. And if it's something you empty in stages, that is the 2 day-old in the Shmir and Rishon, right? But what if you have not just, what if you have a
wonderful
special opening, like a soda can? Let's go back to it. What if you get a special opening like a soda can? Not you're going to refill it. You're refill it, even a decent, but anything of a problem. But what if you have a special opening and you are not going to refill it? What about a special opening? Is that called Pesach Yochef? Pesach Yochef only mean a decent opening. That's what it seems like from the Gemara. Special Pesach Yochef, man, you want to make a decent opening so that it'll like be useful from now on. Like they weren't making like unique openings that were like just dying, like, you know, in the factory down to the millimeter. But what if you have a special opening like a soda can here? You have Rishon Lezion Orbach and Rav Avadya say mutter because you don't refill. You don't refill it, that's not a Pesach Yochef. And you have the Orlev Tzion and Rabbi Millig say after because it's a Pesach Yochef. And a Pesach Yochef is being a kli. Oh, that's who said, but if you're going to throw it out when you're empty, it's not a plea. No, I mean, that's if you don't want to have special usage, but if you want to do something good, that's it. Did that much of it as making a plea? Well, okay, it's a big machlokes. Lanya Dike, I think, doing makra and soda can. You know, when I was in America, the minute supposed to be more makra and soda cans, I think, even though Ravadia, and Rishon Lezion are mako. Back in the old days, it's been machlokes with Yaakov, and that's said, it's mucker, most fine. Author, a lot of it would be a shmua. Anyway, Lamaitha, I think we should be, you know, obviously Elu Be'elu, but I think we should be master on that, and that also gets into the issue of spell, which is has a strong far to author, because Mishnah Berurah goes to that. So, well, God, please, having a tilo, you're having lots of zino. As long as you don't make a spat. So what's called making a spout, what is not called making a spout, is a little unclear. But most, by the way, assume that the old fashioned containers are upper. Well, he doesn't explain exactly what he thinks about that. The upper, he just deals with it from another angle, which we'll get to in a few moments. Mir Tashem, but what if you have something that makes a spout? That's a Pesach Yochef ora and a spout, meaning when a guy with a milk bag, he's not figuring out how to get out the milk, how to access the milk. Like when you open a can of tuna or a can of corn or a box of cereal. No, you know, cereal, you just want to know how to access the cereal. When you open a milk bag, you want to know how to pour the milk in the right speed. Right? In the right way. Maybe that is more converse, a Pesach Yochef, and especially since they have the Tosefta that talks about a Zino with the Mars Dave, and a Mars Dave, I mean, what does it mean, don't rip the leather in a way that, again, maybe I'm not an expert, in a way that makes a spout. Yes, you rip something in a way that it, or is that, maybe I don't appreciate how they made spouts in the old days, but it seems a little like this. So, Lemaitha, it seems that we should be mapper. I don't know what the other. Do rich people buy milk and bags? But we're Americans, so we don't buy milk in bags. Americans would buy milk in bags.
You would? We have, yeah. But we put it straight. We always put it just into a thing, into a pitcher.
And open it.
Yeah, but we never use the bag itself.
Oh, you use the bag into a pitcher. Okay. So, okay. You're still not as early. Okay, we have what to be showing for. Anyway, the mindset, it seems that it would be at least as bad. Meaning that works. You have another good test on the author and Zeno, you have two Makoros author. So even though Ravadia's pretty Makor says Mutter, which Bolzaman sounds like Mutter, nonetheless, in the Shmir Shabbos of Makosta, isn't that he doesn't address this Makorish. He says, you're not coming to make a Pesach Yochar L'Shimut, and he quotes this exact line in Mishnah Berurah about Zeno. So, what is, you know, but he doesn't say, like, and therefore this Baruch HaBet Chatana is the details of what it means. Anyway, in your learning, Zadzi, it should be at least as bad over here. Another Tzadva Hachmir, Zeno. Of milk bags and old milk cartons. Again, they sell milk in cartons in American supermarkets. Yeah.
Why are you that?
The little milks. They get the pool.
Oh, but it's not the single serving ones though, like that.
They also have bigger ones, but like all these tools.
And then you buy rich one over say it's not constant.
Why do you give that for
and why do you give that in the work? In my days, that was like the standard half-gallon milk. Now we look at the milk as plastic. But I think mostly it's a plastic container. And the plastic container has a plastic bottle cap on it that you have to rip off the bottom, right, of the plastic bottle cap. Yeah. And you buy milk, either a gallon or half-gallon, any milk. It's a plastic bottle cap.
Yeah.
And the plastic bottle cap has a bottom that has to be ripped off.
In America.
No, in a milk bottle, a plastic milk bottle.
It's doing the bottom.
It's like a soda bottle. It has a plastic bottle cap. It's not pure, right? It's like you just put it on, right? Or you screw it up. It's a soda bottle. Okay, good. In Israel, by the way, it's also staying a soda bottle. It's just a container, a cardboard container, and then in the side, there's a thing stuck on, there's a spout stuck on with a plastic bottle cap on. That should get the famous.
And as well, they have these plastic bags, they have these like containers with the smaller, like, three in the end that you cut it with.
If what?
You take the milk bag and you put it inside this pitcher and you cut off the end.
Oh, yeah, the pitcher's with the knife inside. Yeah, that's why I think it's problem stuff.
Only because if you're making because of macrocarpic, no, it's a machate.
Well, it's definitely not machate. You're not doing it a very specific size. I don't think. In the Korea, right? Korea slash macrocarpic, right? Could be a shot Korea. But again, if you assume that anything that you throw in your empty is no shot Korea, that's the question. What wins? The fact that you're making a special opening? Clearly, there's no shot Korea if you throw it down and don't make anything special. That's the Orthog Gabi Akost. Right? Well, yeah, the fee is not the offense that's the shot. So that's the question, what wins? The fact that you're going to throw it out when it's empty, or the fact that you are making a special opening? Right? Can we say you're throwing it out empty at no chashivas? Or no, when you make a special opening, that gives the chashivas.
So, for those who offer, is there an ASA for soda cans on Shabbos? Like, play Akar Yad or.
When I was growing up in America, a couple of you guys didn't know you don't have a soda can on Shabbos. But, you know, that doesn't help so much. And Eric Strong is not going to enjoy it.
Yes, it's party.
They go poke it with a knife.
You know?
Yeah. It's
pretty good.
Yeah. It's not, I don't know that it's worth it. Like, I don't know how many people it would be worth drinking a can of soda if they had to open it in a weird way.
Yeah,
I have an eitza. Again, I don't want a good eitza to drink from the soda can, because that's the whole point. To drink from the soda can is that this is a good eitza. I saw this in one of these stars that's open like that. Open, this only worked for some type. It might not work for the American type, only because you're the type. You open that thing only halfway and then pour it out. That's not the offense. But that doesn't work with the American top. The American top open all at once, not like peeling. In Israeli soda cans, you like pick up the thing that you peel like the opening off. I don't even peel it off. You're break cutting metal, right. But you can only peel it off halfway and then pour it into a cup and then drink it. So
that's a twin.
No, soda cans. Really? Soda cans. You pick the thing up,
not like that.
You apply pressure and then it pops the whole thing.
So then you could open it up a teeny bit.
Right.
And like people get like stuck on.
Right.
You could do that. So maybe it's already taken out.
Yeah, then that would be an answer.
The other one exists, so it can't be pulled like that. You just cut it down and it makes
it. You know, okay, it could be that I haven't drunk a soda can a long time.
That's like a tuna can.
It's so intense, you just peel like that. I mean, then you peel the whole time. But then part you peel off one, to peel off 2 weekends. Okay, but again, every year Israel gets more like America.
What about cereal boxes? I mentioned like opening cereal. There's a box and then the bag.
The bag
you want to continuously reuse. Remember, you were just saying that.
Put the box in the bag. The simple shot is, and all the host is very mocker about it, but the simple shot is that since you're going to throw it out when it's empty, then it's mutter.
Even though you want that. Bad thing to be used. I mean, people who blow it and open it up badly, like, it's not kishmak. You want to open up that bag.
It's just
what? The box itself, yeah, but then the bag, you want to open up in like a solid way so you can use it for the next
few. If it reports out nicely, you have to get
cereal
on the
side. Are you seeing like a cereal box?
You open up a whole box. Does it matter if you open up half of the top or the whole top?
Then it won't be bad.
And then you should be rolled down.
No, I'm just really bad.
You open the whole top this way.
But if you open it up like too much,
I understand that you could say it's part of the world. If you only open up half the top and then you pour it into your bowl, it goes at a better speed. But I don't really think that's such a. I don't really think that's good.
So do you have to open the whole bag or even.
No, it doesn't matter.
You could open up the cereal box for you.
Let's say that for now. We'll complicate it, but we'll be talking about that in the end.
That's cereal box, because some cereal boxes have a little hole where you close them again.
Right.
Open up. So that.
What about the two little holes where you reclose them? Often they start closed, and you have to like rip them a little.
Rip them and
perforate it. Nirel Anil Daiti, that would be ulcer. Because that you're not ripping to get to the food. There you're actually making it more functional. Right?
That would be this machlok itself, special opening?
No, I think this would be worse than special openings. The special opening is at least a way to get the food out. Here, it's not even a way to get the food out, it's a way to reclose the flap. That's worse. I think it's worse. Why? Because even here, we say, you're making an opening in the soda can because it's just a way to get to the food and then you're throwing it out. You're not making anything new. But over here, you're making a new way for the flat to fold it. So I think that's for sure a problem.
You have to make sure to rip that legomery when you open it.
That's what it does. Don't put it in those things. Don't put it in those flaps. If you don't close it in that flap, the flap will rip. Getting the cereal doesn't
open. Got it.
Try to open all the cereal boxes for that. Anyway, just avoid all the issues we'll get to. Okay. I want to cover at least a word or two of Shulchan Aruch, even though these are important things. I want to make sure, but more importantly, I think, I want to make sure, we'll add a few complications without fundamentally changing our thought. I want to make sure we understand what's going on here. First, we started with the issue of the children, Binyan, Spirit, and Caleb. We had the whole world against the people of David. And we assume that we're not really worried about Spirit, and Caleb. Basically, we're making like a rock and say the other thing, at least when it comes to packages. Yeah, I'm not talking about furniture. When it comes to furniture, we're not making like a rock. So we can say the fact that they're packages, right? That they're disposable. But when it comes to non-disposable, we're not making like a rock. But that's I don't know that that ever comes off. You know, like if you buy a, you know, closet and you have to break it open in order to use it, that's a problem. There's no such thing, right? And there shouldn't be such something, because the only reason they had to break reusable cable in the old days is they didn't have good ways of disposing them otherwise. They didn't have gaskets, they didn't have all the other means we use, screw tops to dispose cable. Right, so the only things we ever have to break are disposable cable. Let's just ponder for a second breaking disposable cable. Case one is, if you don't break the clay, you leave the clay and take it and just take off a cap. That's, or take out a port. That's Hefer Gummer, unless you're breaking the bottom cap, which is that my focus. Case two is, if you actually change the clay, you actually rip or break the clay. What if you actually rip or break the clay? What if you actually rip or break the clay? Then that's the machlokes between the Gra and the Machaber. We're making like the Gra to figure out the other two sorrows of both packaging. And just say, so you don't need a Pesach Yafeh. What happens to Pesach Yafeh? If it's a terrible use for Pesach, like you open the top of the tuning can halfway and that's retarded to use that way, or you make a whole bottle of tuning can and then open it and it's useless. That Pesach that you put, you can't put anything in the can. Then that's what will go. If it's a decent opening, like, they didn't have something special, like opening the cereal box and a cereal bag and a potato chip bag, and most things that can, etc. That's the machlokes is between the thought. Then, if you're going to refill it, that puzzle has up the off of that, the dimension has up the off of that. That only psychological experiences mean this, mean that. That's all based on the idea that you can refill it. So if you're intentionally at least hoping for refilling, that's a problem. Or if you're not going to fill it, but you're going to leave things in there until you finish them, you're going to eat it in stages, that's not focused. Can you kind of make a problem for making it someone refill? But what if you're not going to refill it? You're going to eat it in stages or even all at once. But you made a special opening, that's not closing your total dollar or body versus the Orlet Sea, or the Sea Mountain Stall and Rick Willard. And obviously, I'm looking at others on both sides. And what about soda can? And we should be macro on soda can. I want to follow the topic, but from my side, I think we should be macro on soda can. And cold can, we should be macro when you make a spout. So that's the Pesach-Yafeh. And also, a spout, which is directly mentioned in the Pesach. And therefore, you should not open things that make a spout or a specially shaped opening. As very well as I say, someone spent $100,000 in research to figure out exactly the right size and shape for that soda can. Happily say it's not a pet beyond that. No one figured out the exact right size and shape for opening a tuna can. You just take off the top because the top is there, right? That's a decent opening, but not a special opening. Okay. We'll add a few more details. Let's at least try to learn a little stuff on art, even if we do it very fast. So let's go back to where you were. What do we say? You're not even allowed to make a new hole in a klishalim, like a barrel or furniture or something like that. You can't make any hole, says Mishnah Berurah, even if it's not like a good hole for putting things in and out of. You can't make any hole in a klishalim. Any hole in a full klishalim is a real permanent klishalim is Joshua Makavatish. Even though the book can say, it's only daraisa if it's a hole for putting things in and out. The way hole, then it's only drabana, and so on. The filigish benek of fadas, ubalar, evil oster, even if there is already a new hole. And you just want to widen the hole, widening the hole is also malacha. Continuing the Ramal of Bachi is kalamakai. Only if your kavana is to widen the hole, which is, you notice there are different yourself in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. What did your Shulchan Aruch have before the word Lahar Kibo Aser? Before the Ramah. Before the Ramah says Lahar Kibo Aser. What's the word before Lahar Kibo Aser? And what's the word in between Nekat Chadash and Lahar Kibo Aser?
Im.
Anyone have anything else? Okay, mine has Uba. Right? Doesn't mean if. Ubalarchi means you come to, you explicitly intend to. Imarchivo still means that, but not as clearly. That's why the the Magen Avraham had the Girsa of the Im of Huba. Therefore, he says, I don't know what the Kodesh Barah is. They're not already, but only their attention is on it. Clear. If you're going to widen it, you can interpret differently. If it'll have your attention, Brahma says only your attention. Okay, the mission board points out, this Brahma is within the Machana. Right? So widening a hole is only usher if your intention is to widen the hole. Otherwise, it's not Malacha. The highest stock into Kumir Shabbat Kabbis. What if you had a knife stuck in a barrel from before Shabbat? Multiple tsuar. So you can take the knife out and put it back. You're widening the hole. When you take a knife out and put it back, you're going to widen the hole by at least a tiny amount. Shari Ainam is covering the hole, because your kavana is not to be most of that, but there are about that. Obviously, what however meant. Adding the hole is only usher if it is your widening the hole is only usher if your kavana. If you decorate to widen a hole, that's not the law. It comes from Akhir Tatish. Everything could be viewed as something good, etc. At least some Akhir Tatish depends on your kavana. If your kavana is widening the hole, that gives it a kachivas of an improvement, and it's usher. If your kavana, you don't want to wire a hole at all, it just happens against your will of sekresha, that's not questionable of the malacha, it's not considered a significant improvement, and therefore it's not malacha. Whether or not it's an improvement depends on your kavana. This is one of the cases where your kavana is not just whether you have kavana. It defines whether or not it's a malacha. Why? Because widening a hole is not objectively a tikkun. After all, is it better a bigger hole or smaller hole? In general, in the whole, in all of life? That's a stupid question, right? It depends, right? Yeah, you don't know why the whole life is malacha. If not, it's not. That is the opinion of the Makata. But what if Rabba as the doctor shall see your gum came from Achas Mibo Odyom, or the Lotz Mibo Odyom, also David Sekresha, the Osaneka Pethel of it. And the Mishabur says that the Rama earlier was not speaking according to his Makata. The Rama earlier was just being important to the Mordechai and the Makkan, but his Maskani is not related to the Trumas HaDeshen. And the Trumas HaDeshen said to Rachel, widening the hole is after. And therefore, what's the case when you're allowed to remove the knife? If you're already stuck it in, took it out, and stuck it in again on Friday, then the hole is already a little more widened, and now it's not a thick ratio of widening the hole next time. But see us. If you just stuck it in, take it out, stick it in, stick right there, you're going to make the hole wider. You stuck it in, out, in, and then again, out and in, that's not a thick ratio. So that's the fundamental machlokes, machaber versus rum. Whether a stick ratio of widening the hole was a problem or not. That gets into a very long subject, which really starts at the very end of our tibin, with a hole in the wall, not a hole in a barrel. A hole in the wall is actually a different kind of hole than a hole in the barrel. A hole in the wall doesn't go through to the other side. Right, it's a slightly different type of hole. Hole and barrel goes through. And which then sits good big, which the whole figure, which the Magen Avraham and Taz speak about here at great length. We're not going to cause it at great length the Magen Avraham and Taz. Maybe instead, we will just let me just have for a second the machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. It says in Sif Yud Beis, and we'll get to see why, that if you have a thick rate, if you put a knife in the wall, take it out and put it back, thick rate of widening the hole, that's up. It's a ratio of making a bigger hole in a building. But if it's a tree, if you have a bench and you stick a knife in it, take it out and take it back, ratio make a bigger hole in the bench, that's okay. Because in the Kalan, and therefore, since you don't need a wire, having money to make a need a wire hole, that's not okay. Basically, they said, okay, in Kalan, sick ratio widening hole is okay. Why? Because there's no binyan, it's only macro cottage, and macro cottage is only if you have come on in some cases, it's only your mock that some things are objective, some things are not. However, there are moth says no. Says if you read the Trumas HaDeshen more carefully, you see that it was only in a bench, it was not an opening, just a hole. It must have been a hole in an opening. A hole means like a hole in the wall, but it doesn't open through the other side. A bench, you're making a hole in the bench. There's no inside and outside. But in a barrel, This is a hole you could pour wine in and out of the barrel. That's more cover. So basically, if you're talking about the ratio of widening, in Karka, circumcision says cover. Excuse me. In Metaltolin, where it's a hole but not an opening, and maybe there's even a better word for it. You know what I mean? A hole means there's like a hole dug out of something. An opening means there's an opening there from the inside of the head to the outside of something. So that's what goes to Karka Nora. The Machaber says any Metaltolin, any Kalin, widening the hole of segregation is mutter. Rama says, no, that's only if I stick it into the table or something then. But in a barrel where it's now not just a hole, but a petnach, right? Where it's a pet in the wall, a hole's not a pet. In a, you know, in a bench, a hole's not a pesach. In a barrel, it's a pesach. It's more objective and positive, and therefore it's also in the segregation. How do we paskin? There's a very long paz and a very long magen Avraham and a very long everyone else. In the world, you got the board, right? Remember, widening the coverage, right? But what about our chavas nekev b'psik risha? So if it's in the cover lekarka, usher. What are the two for this? See why it even works too. If it's in a fafso, mutter, this is if you need. What if it's in a chavit? A chavit is like a fossil that is kalim, but it has the shiva's petach. There's an opening to get from in and out, right? So you could say it's a kli, and therefore mutter, and that is the machaber. Or you could say, no, it's a petach, big kli. Petach is more common. Fossil doesn't have an opening. Who doesn't just have a hole? This has an opening. And this is the round. How do we paskin? Yes. Yes. How do we paskin? So says the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura to put in Aleph. He says, you know what the machlokas here is? You know why the true possession is makel? He's makel because of psikresha bidrabanan. He says, you know, widening a hole is only drabanan. And remember the old true possession, good old true possession is making oil psikresha drabanan. He said, really, the reason of psikresha was the true possession, the reason the machaber is makel based on the true possession. Is because the segregation is the rabbanon, it's still the nitzer, and that we don't hold like. So he said the Mishnah Brura, and I'll leave the rest to your eon. He said, "What's the svara for the mekilim?" He said, "Even the mekilim admit that it's an nitzer to rabbanon to widen a hole, just not an nitzer to raisa, and therefore." The svara of the svara that was a history is the Risha, the Ether Rabbanan, and says the Magen Avraham. This is one of the many places the Magen Avraham says we don't agree with the Trumas Hadeshin. What is the here came the Ether Risha Rapid Rabbanan? It's really the Shari came into his cabin was there. The Das Parama Lachlok Alav. Because the gracious officer, even in a drabbanan. Okay, what does he say? Everyone admits an issue drabbanan to widen a pesach, right? It's an issue drabbanan to widen a bilakarka, so it's a gracious author. It's not an issue at all to widen a tafta. Right, but here, because it's an issue Torah, because there's no issue. What's the machlokas here? If you're looking through the desert, you could have said the argument is for now. He said, because it's an answer to Rabbanan if he doesn't have Kabbana. So what if he does without Kabbana? That's a psikresha, the answer to Rabbanan. His mother, and therefore, but we hold author, and therefore we should be mocker like the Rama. However, he points out that all the Akron, including the Magen Avraham, if you look, you have to look in the Lushay Shred a little for the explanation. He says, hold on a second. Is this just the Pesach Reish by Nifter Rabbanan, or is this have more stuff in Lahakel? This is a Pesach Reish. He says, but this is part of the Pesach Reish. This is a Pesach Reish with Rabbanan's mother, but we hold after. However, Nifter Mishbur goes to all the Akronim. But really, what is it? It's the Pesach Reish to Lo Nifalei. You don't need a wider hole in your barrel. You're just sticking in the knife. You don't want a wider hole in your barrel. Not only that, it's makalkel because, like, you don't want a wider hole in your barrel here. And it's klachriyad. It's not the normal way of making holes in the barrel. And it's klachshin shich lagufa. And it's drabanan, right? So over here, it's sikreishin dolamipole plus makalkel. Hole is bad for you in this case. Plus Kalachar Yad, plus Malach Shane Shriv Lagufa. And therefore says the Mishnah Brura, what does he say? There are many, many, many studim Le Hakel here. But he quotes the Taz and he thinks that all the Achronim say this and this is his Matzgana. He says, you know what? Even with all these studim Le Hakel, in a derisive of a wall, I'll be machmir just because the Shacharach is machmir and I don't want to be mechadish to bus. But in the chavis, which only drop on it anyway, I'll be makel. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, by a chosel derisa, he's machmir, even though he doesn't think he really has to be. But he'll be machmir. But by a chavis drop on it, why? The assumption is that widening, even bekavana, widening a hole like this in a barrel is only drabane, says the makom tzor gadol at least.
Macher, mekel, the makom tzor. Okay, in the end, we have the Ramah and the Truman Sedashit, right? Buy a hotel, everyone's macher. Buy a tachal, everyone's mekel, you're not really doing anything. What? Is what halacha is holding fast, but in a chavit, there are mod machmir v'rabbanan. So what does he say? But since there's so many studs of halacha here, forget the truma sedeshet itself. He came from one angle, we come from the other. There's totally different angles. So there's so many studs of halacha. Lemaisa, we are lemaisa. We should really be makel strictly. Since the classical postum are machmir. By a total, we're going to be Makar Lagamre, and by a Pubis, we'll be Makar unless there is a Tzorah. Okay, if we continue, we'll try to speed a little Mir Tashem next time. Just quick question. Is everyone going to be in Shir on Tuesday? In general, I discourage, since 2 years ago, anyone from going to be Rona Lagba Omer. I don't think, whatever the spiritual benefits of going to be Rona Lagba Omer are, or the five or not, it's not worth it to go up nefesh. So everyone will be in Yerushalayim on Tuesday. So we'll have regular shiur on Tuesday. And we'll try to speed a little. Okay, I'll try to answer some questions in the chat. There's a lot of chat questions. Okay, so someone was anticipating the next part of Shir. I think we answered all of them, except for some ones about glue, which, we'll come back to next time when I explain a little more about Korea. So let's leave that and be patient till Tuesday. All the ones about soda cans we answered, and the ones about glue will explain even better on Tuesday when we have some more background in Korea.